Çıdan sor geç anamla, çancı bardo da ne kapsın, da geçin enge ve sana, dola pence sange dövarsın. Çıdan sor geç anamla, çancı bardo da ne kapsın, da geçin enge ve sana, dola pence sange dövarsın. Çıdan soge çanamla, çancı bardo danı kapsın, da geçin engi ve sana, rula pençe sange dövüş. Alayı gıdanlı danı yengi, dramı dodamı yıkanımı dar, rula pençe danı cidan bödem yıkıdı da gıcüden Onozo majer namge da donya bima je dama je dondur. Toja dardi gulan amaji va yon dobro dobo donjir. Chungunze yonde gunze je gumarum boje dinyur. Oda jani jan dobro jar. Ode dobro javi jarda dobo jembo dambo juzamur. Senyabı konu okuncu girin badam gir. Gidin namadan bu çok yiyeceğim. Zırdavdi zembarın zır.
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, free of all the mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain this state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Ori da dini da zembar java da dambu ju jinsa ju di O ju da san ju ga mara sona Ju javan di dong ma shun tatara kong ju va kanlam Shiram paru ra shamba nda yana jen ma yana sunga nong jen O ju da ngon ji di sa da ni sambu San ji ji kong pong to sambu niwa san ji dong O ju da dana ju tatara ju san jia jambu san ji dong Mahon Bana San Janjir Ka San Ji Di Di Sam Ji San Ji Tam Chi O Jida San Ji Aga Lam Khandra Wo Di Kanga Aga Lam Khandra Wo Di Ki Panja Paramata Sharaf Ji Bharur Da Shambhani San Java Aga Da Lam Rama Sa Ji Da Lam Ji Ramban Da Ye Mata Din Dari Jambu Lam Jain Yuva Mare Si San Wana Jain Yimba Yandu Da Lam Rama Sa Ji Din Do Yina Ngo Yina Kanga Aga Ji Jong Lam Da Wo Ji Yin Ding
So, taking a quotation from within the one of the sutras, then which states saying that all the Buddhas of the past and the Buddhas of the present and the Buddhas of the future, all the Buddhas of the three times, then it is by relying upon this path of the perfection of wisdom, the Prajnaparamita. By relying on this great course and no other and by no other means. That they actualized enlightenment. So in this way, you can say that the perfection of wisdom is like the principle or the main path of practice in both the sutra and the tantra.
Tam nga si jiti sara duyong na jikin chonglam tang jolam si jiti o jita nyen tukuyong chonglam tang jolam thonglam gongla malam lam nga yu dingi o jita dini nishara ka o da parti ka rongjar kuyong chonglam jolam thonglam gongla lam nga yu dingi ta nyirong nila lam ngari cho Tidanda taba chenguyang chonglam jolam thonglam gongla malam lam di nga Asam chonga, oda ti tenda chi ngokji lam na yon, chi da ngokji di chi yuari de konga go, chandru sarda yon, ngokji nthak jorinji, thonam guna malo lam di, da lam nga yuwa yendu chi, da ndur di yon na chi, oda lam nishitamba chi yodingi, da dinda yendingi.
So when we talk about the paths, then there are five main paths. On the hearer's path, you have the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. And then on the solitary realizer's path, you have the same path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and normal learning. So you have 10 paths of the individual vehicle, the pratyeka and the shravaka paths. Then the minor path also consists of the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of normal learning. So you have 15 paths when you add that. And then on the mantrayana too, you have the same five paths of a on the part of the mantrayana, you have the path of accumulation, preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of normal learning. So in this way, you have 20 paths altogether.
Rong rong gan so yur ni di, or rong rong gan so si chiwa lam yin di, lam nga ma, jing wanda ma song wa lam de dang di, so yur ni bo di, wajiga so si chiwa lam yin di, wajiga da lam shama san bo di, yangji papa lam yin di, jiga da dinda yin ba yin du, jiga so si chiwa kam ni, tomba ni, tong na yang tong ji, tsar ji, tok wa ma tok, mo sam da tok ya me di, What you done, Papa Lam, Jim, Matin, Jodi, and Papa Lam, Nam Tobani, Tonal Tobani, Papa Lam, Sunny, the Sending. You done, Dinago, Nyatu, Don Ranger, Nyatu, Don Ranger, Nila, Ji, Saji, Nam, Zong, Yuamari. What you done, Dinny, Dosago, Toba Chambu, Tonam, Don, Dajidi, Tonam, Zondi, what you done, Panama, Toyo, Ari, Dinny.
So in amongst these four sets of these five paths, then you can see all the paths of accumulation and all the paths of preparation are ordinary paths, and all the paths of from the three later ones, path of seeing, meditation, and normal learning, are known as Arya paths. In the ordinary path of the path of accumulation and preparation, then the trainees, they do have a realization of emptiness, but only at a generic level. They do not have a direct realization of emptiness. And so for this reason, the first two paths in all these four sets of five paths then are ordinary paths. And then path of seeing onwards, because you have the direct realization of emptiness, then you gain the Arya ground. So all the three later paths in all of these four sets are known as Arya paths, superior beings paths. Then, of course, in the case of the hearers and solitary realizers, then there is no application of the 10 bhumis, the 10 grounds. But in the context of the five paths applied to the Mahayana path and the Mantrayana path, then you apply, there is an application of these 10 grounds. So when you enter into the path of seeing on the Mahayana path or the Mantrayana path, then path of seeing is equivalent to attaining the first of the 10 bhumis, the first ground.
Ojida
So in the same way, when we do the mantra in the Heart Sutra, Tayatha Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva, the first gate refers to that one should go to the path of accumulation, to not remain in cyclic existence, for it is an existence in the nature of suffering. So go to path of proceed to the path of accumulation. Then the second gate refers to from the path of accumulation, then that one should proceed to the path of preparation. And at the path of preparation, one's realizations with regards to realizing emptiness is just a generic realization of emptiness. One realizes emptiness only at a generic level. So then, at the third paragate, gone beyond. Paragati says then from this state of a generic realization of emptiness, then to proceed to the path of seeing, directly realizing emptiness. And then the third parasamgati, gone thoroughly beyond, refers to proceeding to the path of meditation and bodhi, or the enlightenment. You have enlightenment on all of these three vehicles, the individual vehicle, the Mahayana vehicle, and the Mahayana vehicle. But the bodhi here in the context of the Mahayana path then refers to the great enlightenment. So you have the nirvana in the nirvana in the hero's path, and you have nirvana in the solitary realizer's path. Then you have the great nirvana, or the parinirvana, in the Mahayana path. That is known as the great nirvana, because in attaining the enlightened state through the Mahayana path, one has gone beyond the two extremes of the extreme of cyclic existence and the extreme of nirvana's peace. Whereas when one attains the nirvana in the hero's path and solitary realizer's path as a Pratyeka Buddha or a Shravaka Buddha, then it is a limited state of enlightenment, because although one has proceeded beyond the extreme of nirvana, yet one has yet to surpass the extreme of one's own individual peace. So therefore, the great enlightenment here, the parinirvana, refers to the enlightenment attained on the Mahayana path.
ojida dina imba yandu juda lam ju ngok lam di ma tiwa yana ju lam junga jite tiwa yana da lam nyeche yama ji yuari ojida dina go lam dobo tsena yang ju shirab chungwa go lam go mandiwa tabdan shirab sangri go lam go goni lam ga rim jidro go go yuwa yandu ojida dina dina go chani ojida lam dobo rimba chedan ojida dina ju da taba jembo da ndo da nga nipo kong ye na yang ji sa ji lam nga siddhi na sa ji wadi taba jembo doja ko taba jembo la yudin nga la yang yudin yuwa imba yendu da dintra go go ni ju da ndo da nga ji lam dhubo ramba chi chi di tam ni da dari kapsa ba da karzan wajig da di jing kholi lin da la sa ji dho tri go ramba song ya go nong ni wajig da Satan Bodhanta Niva Ni Marche Sonita Tin Samdana Yuva Imbayo.
So you have the you know the 15 paths on the the five paths of the hearers, the five paths of the solitary realizers, and the five minor paths. Then you have the 15 paths based on the sutra. Then when you add the five paths of the mantra, then you have the 20 paths, four sets of five. And on these paths, then again, what needs to be emphasized that one cannot accomplish these paths solely on the basis of the perfection of wisdom alone. It has to be a combined, unified practice of both method and wisdom through which one progresses on the graduated stages of these paths. And then, you have the 10 grounds and the five paths that are applied to both the sutra and the tantra. So, the mayana paths and the mantrayana paths. Then, those paths are progressed on the basis of what is known as the 10 grounds and the five paths. And so these are the stages as to how one may progress along these paths. So back to the commentary then, we were talking about how to progress on the 10 grounds based on the Kala Chakra system. So last time we just talked about where the point of progress is achieved on the first ground and the second ground.
When you die, then you may end it. You talk me, but as long as you are the what you done need to say on dinner, song ni jing kolo, teni tevan kolo, teni nyankin kolo, nyanki tangkur, teni number tangkur, teni travel tangkur, teni sutruji tangkur, and need to put the la, jing kolo riri chedan, kolo riri onzo, niri shiva yendu, that juni juni jidu, ti juni wada sa juni jarni, what you da, jiga da sa dambu da sa niwa ni soni, That in some than it is in the Sonny when Kulu Cheka, the Sonny and Kulu Yonzo Nigadi, Sadambo than you are like or that they need that Tibu Sanguru Chedon Yonzo Niga, Sasambada Yuala Jera, then in some than I UI and do, Tijan the Tibu and Kulu Chedon Yonzo, come Garbu Tuli Gombana, Diva Narta Chichan, what you lean on the Wembu, Cha, Narjan Separati, see.
According to the Kala Chakra system, then the attainment of the grounds are established on the basis of the piling up of the drops from the tip of the jewel to the secret place, from the secret place to the navel, from the navel to the heart, from the heart to the throat, throat to the forehead, and forehead to the crown protrusion. So from the tip of the jewel to halfway to the secret place, and from the halfway of the tip of the jewel to the complete channel wheel of the secret place, then you have the two grounds, first two grounds, and then from the secret place to halfway to the navel, and from the halfway point to the navel to the complete channel wheel of the navel, then you have the third and the fourth grounds. So from piling up 1,800 drops of the white constituents higher and higher from the halfway point of the wheel at the secret region, completely up to the wheel of the secret region, 1,800 periods of immutable bliss are generated serially. Generating the last period of that and attaining the second ground, the stainless, are simultaneous. And then it says that similarly, when drops of the white constituent have filled halfway and fully the wheel at the navel, bliss is generated as before, and the karmic winds and the material factors are consumed as before, and the third and fourth grounds are attained, and so on. So one extends this procedure to those above. So it is said that, so you have the white drops, piled one above the other, stacked one above the other from the tip of the jewel to the crown, and the red drops, are piled downwards from the crown to the tip of the jewel. So in between these six channel wheels, then you have halfway point makes up 1,800 drops, and then from one channel wheel to the next channel wheel, then it makes up 3,600 drops like that. So all in all, then it is said that when 21,600 drops of the white constituent are piled up higher and higher from the tip of the Vajra, completely up to the wheel at the crown protrusion, the 21,600 drops of the red constituent descend lower and lower from the crown protrusion to the tip of the jewel.
Namban Jason Garangin, Tinder Yamba Yendu, Jason the Songala,
So then it says the next in the text, it says in this way, when by way of binding the white and red constituents within the red constituents, so the without emission, the 21,000 to 21,600 immutable blisses are complete. The two, the white and red constituents, also become non-existent. This is. So all of these drops, the red and the white drops, are all serially stacked within the central channel, where it says that these 21,600 immutable blisses are complete, and the two white and red constituents also become non-existent. So, in reference to this, then there is a quotation. Because Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the stages of mantra says that when through holding the mind of enlightenment in the body without emission, immutable bliss is complete. All the material constituents are consumed, whereby the essential fluid also does not remain. Therefore, do not hold that this which becomes a vajra body of of the deity, father and mother, which is a transcendental wisdom body of realizing emptiness, a vajra body of empty form, like a rainbow, is like a vessel filled with milk. Here, Rumchi says that it should not be held as a gross body with particles. Therefore, do not hold that this which becomes a vajra body of empty form like a rainbow is like a vessel filled with milk, because it is a body without particles in the quality of rainbow. So one shouldn't think of it like a container with particles of milk, something like that.
Jabran Sanju, the Jiji Gomba, the Garisago, or you read that, Saji Gundreva, the 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 Saji Gundreva,
So the next part, the conqueror Gindun Gyatso, you know, raises some questions with regards to what is stated within the tantra, within the commentary to what is known. It is a commentary to also the, you know, the expression of the names of Manjushri. Also, it is also applied as a commentary to both the root tantra and condensed tantra. The commentary to the stainless light. So they are categorized as also, you know, root tantras to the Kala Chakra Tantra. So there's a question arising with regards to the illusory body and the clear light as the unified practice of the illusory body and clear light as practiced in the Goa Samaja, Heruka and Yamantaka, and the unified practice of the empty form body and the clear light in the Kala Chakra system, whether in amongst these two systems, whether there is the differences of one being superior or not, like that. So, you know, utilizing the resources of these commentaries, then there's you know, Gyalwa Gindun Gyatso, who's the third Dalai Lama. You have the first Gyalwa Gindun Drupa, and then second Sonam Gyatso. The third one is the Gindun Gyatso. So from his, these are some of the questions that, you know, that has been brought up based on the commentaries. So the tantras and commentaries do not make a clear statement, like do not give an exact clear answer. And so, since the tantras and commentaries do not clearly state an answer, so you know, since there is no clear exact answer to it, so these are the questions that have been brought up because there is no clear, clean cut kind of clear answer. And likewise, you know, the author of the text also, you know, brings up certain questions. You know, from within the Kala Chakra system, from within the Kala Chakra system, in relation to, you know, in relation to other tantras like the Goa Samaja, Heruka, Yamantaka, because of the points of differences that arise, then questions, you know, the questions that are put forward by the author of the text as well. So the following are these questions, which is not clearly answered in any of the commentaries and tantras.
ညပန်တန်ကျုကမန္တရကျင်းနေဆောင်အဘတဝတကိုလမ်းယောင်ကြီးကြောင်စီကျင်းတဲ့ကျင်းမန္တောစင်တဲ့လမ်းကြောင်စီကျပ်ပြွာရီဝဒတိနောင်ကျင်းကရောင်တီအောင်နေယောင်ဆာယောင်တီလင်ထွနေယောင်ဝကျေတဝညီယောပါတောင်းတီအောင်တီတောင်ချန်တဝကေယောင်ကျေတဝယင်ကျေကိုရယောယင်သူတန်တီတဝတောင်ဘုဒီဒါတင်ကုရဝလူကြီးမန္ကျရဝဒီဝဒီစင်တဲ့
So here the question is raised and a slight answer is given to the a slight answer, meaning maybe the answer is like this, kind of like that. And then for again, based on the great commentary to the tantra known as the expression of the names of Manjushri. And again, from there, two more questions are brought forth due to two more questions are brought up from those commentaries as well. The main question here is, whether with regards to the immutable great bliss, which is in the Kala Chakra system, and the innate bliss in the general highest yoga tantra systems of Goa Samaja, Heruka Chakra, somewhere like that, innate bliss or the simultaneously born great bliss, innate bliss, whether there is a difference of, one being superior than the other, or is there no difference at all? And if you say the immutable great bliss as taught in the culture system, then if that is a superior one, then does that mean that after having trained in the general highest yoga tantra system, that one should now because establishing it to be a superior form of bliss, then should you have to engage in the Kala Chakra system again like that? So these are the questions. Is the immutable bliss of the Kala Chakra system superior to the innate bliss of the general highest yoga tantra system, or is there no difference? If it is the first case, meaning that if the immutable bliss of the culture system is superior, then that would mean that having completed the progress on the paths of the general highest yoga tantra, then one would have to enter the paths of Kala Chakra. So then if it is the second case, which is if there is no difference, if it is the second case, that meaning if there is no difference, then although one had attained fully qualified innate bliss in dependence upon an action or a wisdom seal, what sense would there be in achieving immutable bliss in dependence upon a seal of empty form, the mere innate bliss supposedly not being sufficient? So in relying upon the seal or the mudra. In relying upon seal, then you have, in accordance with the practitioner's mental capacity, for those of lower mental capacity, then those of medium mental capacity, capacity, then they rely on an action mudra, and then for those of the medium, they rely upon a wisdom seal, and then for those of the highest capacity, then they rely upon the what is known as the great seal of the empty form, the great seal of the empty form. So you have this kind of in accordance with the capacity, then you have various seals, mudras employed on the path. So it's saying that if there is no difference, then although one had attained fully qualified innate bliss, independence upon an action or a wisdom seal, what sense would there be in achieving immutable bliss, independence upon a seal of empty form, the mere innate bliss supposedly not being sufficient? So this is the question. To this objection, a brief reply is offered. Saying that it's not like it's a definitive, it's a partial answer to the concern, to the question. So it is saying that, in these two types of blisses, the immutable great bliss of the Kalaja system and the innate bliss of the simultaneously born great bliss or innate bliss of the general highest yoga tantra system, then there is no difference of one being better or the other being worse. There is no difference like that. And, both of these are a path or a means to eliminating the two types of obscurations quickly. And that in generating, in generating these two blisses, in causing these two blisses, then is a, within the mind, subject mind experiencing this bliss, then that this bliss has to be expanded or enhanced or increased on the basis of the bodhicitta, by increase. And what is different is the causes generating that bliss in the Kali Chakra system. And the way to enhance that kind of bliss of the, you know, the white bodhicitta. You know, the way, the path or the means by which this is, you know, you have two different ways of causing this bliss, bliss to enhance. That is how basically it is answered here, saying there is no difference of better or worse with respect to the two, the innate bliss of the procedure of the general highest yoga tantra and the immutable bliss of this system, the Kali Chakras. However, while those two paths are generated as having the capacity to exhaust quickly the two obscurations or obstructions, they have two different causes. Because although the necessity to increase the mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, the kunda flower-like basis of bliss, in order to generate a greatly powerful bliss, is the same for both systems. They have different causes for increasing the mind of enlightenment, meaning the subject mind of great bliss. They have different causes for enhancing this bliss. So here it is said that in the Kali Chakra system, one cannot just rely on the action mudra alone, on the action seal alone, or one cannot rely on the wisdom seal alone. In the Kali Chakra system, for this experience of enhancement of the bliss, then one has to rely upon the great seal of the empty form. So then it says, moreover, according to Kali Chakra, one is said to generate a greatly powerful bliss in dependence on piling up the mind of enlightenment, the white drops, white bodhicitta, that is known as the kunda flower-like basis of bliss, higher and higher in the pathway of the central channel, without it spreading to other places. For that, a mere action or wisdom seal is not sufficient. One must depend upon an empty, which is known as the great seal, the empty form seal. So according to the procedure of the general highest yoga tantra with respect to causing the spreading out of the kunda flower-like mind of enlightenment, there is the white bodhicitta. Since the root of the mind of enlightenment is the body which is the sense powers, sensory powers, along with their basis, must be increased. It is said that for that purpose, one performs any of the three deeds. Referring to Rinpoche, Tulche da. The conduct with elaboration, the conduct without elaboration, the extreme conduct without elaboration. You have a better word, George?
Extremely without elaboration.
Say that again.
Extremely without elaboration.
Yeah, extremely without elaboration. Ramji says, these types of conducts where with elaboration, without elaboration, and extremely without elaboration. An example of that would be like in the case of like Shantideva during his lifetime at the monastic university. You know, he was recognized externally for the three things he did all the time. You know, eating, sleeping, and going to the restroom. You know, but what Shantideva engaged in the form of practice is in the clear light of the dream, and in the clear light of the dream, then engaged in what is the third, extremely without elaboration in that third mode of the conduct. So here, just by clarify on this. So according to the procedure of the general highest yoga tantra, with respect to causing the spreading out of the kunda flower-like mind of enlightenment, since the root of the mind of enlightenment is the body which is the sense powers along with their basis must be increased. It is said that for that purpose one performs any of these three deeds. So for our mind to function well, we need a body which is healthy, strong, and vital, like that. So in order to go through the experience of causing the spread of the kunda flower-like mind of bodhicitta, the white throughout the body, then to enhance upon this experience of the higher and higher states of bliss, then this mind of enlightenment which is in the body, since this needs to be increased, then this bliss needs to be enhanced, then for that it is said that for that purpose one performs any of the three deeds.
When you look at the life story of the great Indian Mahasiddhas like Tilopa, Naropa, Tilopa used to, there's this kind of millet or mustard seed from which you take extract oil. He used to do this job.
Sesame seed.
From which you extract oil. And then for 12 years, he would go straight to sleep like that. Tilopa's. That was Tilopa's way of life.
That So
then the next part again the same the same king of conquerors, meaning the third Dalai Lama Gyatso, again raises the next question, saying, is there a difference in the empty form body, which is generated at the stage of the fifth branch yoga, which is the subsequent mindfulness, and at the time of the sixth, which is meditative stabilization, whether there is a difference in the empty form body generated at the stage of the fifth, and that generated at the stage of the sixth branch yoga of meditative stabilization. So that's the first question.
Oh,
the first question is in the meditation of the empty form body at the fifth branch yoga and at the time of the sixth branch yoga, whether there is a difference in that empty form body which is meditated upon. And then the second question that he brings up is with regards to the highest general highest yogatantra system of Guha Samaj Heruka Yamantaka. You have the stage of completion and at the third stage, stage of completion has five stages, and at the third stage you have the illusory body. So when initially, when it is first generated, it is you generate the impure illusory body. So then the question is, what's the difference in the illusory body generated at the third stage and that generated at the fifth stage? Those are the questions. So is there not a difference between the two, the empty form body on the occasion of subsequent mindfulness and the empty form body on the occasion of the branch of meditative stabilization, and the second, the illusory bodies of the third and fifth stages explained in other highest yoga tantras? So the question is there a difference or is there no difference? So, and if first is the case, that if it is the first, if a difference exists, then there would be a difference of the superiority and inferiority, etc., with respect to the two form bodies. The two form bodies, meaning the Sambhavakaya and the Nirmanakaya, the complete enjoyment body and the emanation body, for which the two bodies at the time of the path act as the individual substantial causes.
you know, also how could one assert the emphatic statement that the fundamental wind, which is the mount of the mind of clear light, you know, acts as the substantial cause of a Buddha's form body.
So if you say that there is a difference, if you accept that there is a difference, then it would mean you have to establish, you know, superiority and inferiority with respect to the two bodies in Sambhavakaya and the Nimamakaya whole bodies. So then, if you accept the second point that there is no difference, that there is no difference in the empty form body, or the no difference in the illusory bodies of the if you accept that there is no difference, that no difference exists, then one would have to assert that the body of the empty form is achieved from the fundamental wind. However, there are no explanations like that by any reliable person. Also, the basis for achieving the body of empty form is said to be achieved from the improvement of the appearance of the father and mother kala chakra, which dawns at the time of individual withdrawal, by the later branches, meaning concentration and vitality stopping, whereby either that body of empty form at the time of individual withdrawal is achieved from the fundamental wind, or one must demonstrate a clear position together with a source that although the body of empty form is not achieved initially, it is the same as achieving it at some occasion of the path. So it says that with respect to this qualm, it is difficult to offer a decisive answer along with the source. Therefore, if once again the question is offered up to those possessing the eye of doctrine, Khedramchi's great commentary on Kala Chakra and the many notes on the six yogas agree in saying that on the occasion of subsequent mindfulness, the yogi him or herself rises in the empty form body of Kala Chakra as father and mother in fact.
Rumchi di kol rumchi yancho chige chik sunro na
chu. Ori di ri da di ji jwa ko ni ku o ji da
di rumchi tu ni ba di thola.
Ori o di jwa ni ba di ri jwa ni ba di thola da yan ji ni me long li dabar njir go gan de si Nimi Langley Drebber and Jirgo in the Kilonga Yenayong, Nimi Langley Drebber Yendi, Tomboni Drebber, my she's a thing over in Jirsomaris in a yonder city, Tindago Gunion, land away, Shibreton.
You lose what?
Read that.
Don't sue good, sorry.
Or read that the Tonsu Koka disang you are, Tonsuji, Kodon, or you that Jeluga Kenila, Chipra Meba Yena, Judi, and Sondin, Yusuman is one on Jango, Tonsuji Kodi, Ningme Longo Dub Gogoris, Ningme Longsim Nisiba Longo Dub Gogoris, the Dub Guayena, Judi, and Niga Chipa Tomariva Asin.
So the, with regards to the second question that is raised, if there is no difference, then what is saying that, you know, both the empty form and the illusive body as taught in the, you know, the other highest yoga tantra systems, then both of them must be established through this the primordial wind, or here what is mentioned as being the fundamental wind. So even though initially the empty form body and the illusive initially, you know, initially it might not be, you know, achieved or attained from this. You know, the primordial wind, from this fundamental wind, but later on in the path, it becomes transformed into that nature of that fundamental wind or the primordial wind. So usually we say, you know, the illusory body is brought on by the very subtle wind and mind, and of the very subtle wind and mind, its cause is the wind. Whereas in the case of the empty form body in the Kali Chakra system, then the cause for that is not the wind, the subtle wind, but it is what is regarded as, you know, when one is meditating, you know, the appearance of the deity, in the culture, the empty form is said to be achieved from the improvement of the appearance of the father and mother deity, which dawns at the time of the individual withdrawal, withdrawal by the lay. So basically, the empty form body in the Kali Chakra system is basically the appearance of the deity, father and mother, and the improvement of the enhancement or the improvement of this appearance is what establishes the empty form body. So here the question is being said, you know, can you, with regards to, for example, if you're saying the wind the subtle wind is the main cause for the illusory body, then to say exactly when at the when along the stage of the path, when does this illusory body become transformed in the nature of the wind, when does it happen? So to apply, to give the logic or the to give a scriptural quotation to establish that. So like that, these are the questions coming. So Rumichi is saying, to use an ordinary example would be like, for example, when we look at the television and you see all the mountains and lakes of another country and all the people and all their sounds. So, and when we ask what is the cause of this people with all the sound that they're making, are the causes for this just the wind or just the appearance of it? So to say it is just merely the appearance also does not qualify. To say its cause is just the wind or the energy alone, and when you hear the sound in the television, it is a reflection of a sound, but it's not the real sound like that. So a similar type of a question is being asked here. So, for example, when you look at the television and you see you see the people, but it's not the real people, it's just a reflection of the people. But you have the complete recognition of who the individuals are, even though it is a reflection of the people. In the same way, when you hear them talk in the television, it's not a real sound. The real sound of the people talking is you need a tongue, you need the throat, you need all the windpipes and all this. That makes the real sound. But you say that's a reflection of the sound. Yet, even though it is a reflection, it conveys all the effects of the actual sound, the message and everything. So all this is brought about on the mount of a wind or energy. So similarly, we say the illusory body, is established by the causes of such wind, by the causes of such wind. And so in the Kalachakra system is saying this wind is not the real wind. It is just the mind's appearance of that wind. Kind of like that.
Television
It's just like, you know, this kind of debate that is being brought up here is like someone debating whether the horse in the televisions, on the television screen, whether that's a real horse or not, or whether the sound of the person talking in the television, whether that is a real sound. It's just like that.
So it
says, with respect to all these qualms or questions, it is difficult to offer a decisive answer along with the source, meaning quoting a scriptural source to substantiate it. And so, again, there's another question that comes up again. If once again the question is offered up to those possessing the eye of doctrine, Kedra Rinpoche's great commentary on Kalachakra and many notes on the six yogas of Naropa agree in saying that on the occasion of subsequent mindfulness, the yogi himself or herself rises in the empty form body of the Kalachakra father and mother, in fact. Also, Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the Sikh mantra says that the empty forms such as smoke, you know, where you experience the 11 signs, are transformed higher and higher. The appearance of one favored deity as father and mother with empty form on the occasion of the six branches in the uncommon proximate cause of the vital body, which is the effect. So it's saying that as one progresses along the experience of the 11 signs, then the quality of the meditation becomes more and more profound or much more clearer. Likewise, when one goes through the training of the as one progresses along each one of these branch yogas, then by the time one comes to the sixth branch, then that's the highest quality that is what becomes the uncommon cause for the Vajrabhadi. The appearance of one favored as father and mother with empty form on the occasion of the six branches is the sixth branch is the uncommon proximate cause of the Vajrabhadi, which is the effect. But at this time, which is mere appearance, and the body has not become a body of empty form. In fact, because it's a mere appearance, and the body has not become a body of empty form because the material constituents have not been consumed. Therefore, since in order to achieve that body, the body which is a collection of minute particles must deteriorate, the material constituents are consumed through binding the mind of enlightenment without emission in the body. So when you look at Khedrumchi's great commentary on the Kala Chakra, and then and the notes on the six yogas, then when you look at Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra, then with regards to these points, it looks as if there is a point of contradiction. It looks as if there's a point of contradiction, but to understand how there is no contradiction in amongst these texts is that here, in order to attain the exalted body, the empty form body, then what needs to be consumed are the material constituents of the body. These needs to be consumed in order to attain the Vajrabhadi or the empty form body. And so in meaning, it does not contradict. And then there is the analogy that having to consume the material constituents of the body, but also one needs to enhance through enhancing the mind of enlightenment, the white bodhicitta, without emission in the body. And so the analogy utilized here is just as iron is transmuted into gold by the force of alchemy. So like this example of transforming base material into gold, like this process, then through consuming the material constituents within the body and through enhancing upon the bliss drops or the white bodhicittas, then without emission, that is how one attains or accomplishes the empty form body. So in this way, it's saying that when you understand this example and this meaning, then there is no contradiction in these two texts.
So the next question is, you know, when does the you know, the empty form body of the deity father and mother is actually established or achieved? So from the text, it looks like, you know, at the time of the you know, the subsequent mindfulness, there is the arising into the empty form body of the deity, Kalachakra deity, father and mother. And then at the sixth branch yoga, which is the meditative stabilization, it looks like as if that is when it is actualized. So here the question is, thus Tsongkhapa says that that the material constituents must be consumed to achieve a body of empty form. In fact, thus, what is the mode of non-contradiction of the two statements? From what point is a divine body of empty form achieved in fact? So that's the first question. And then the other says, in any case, in accordance with the statement in the same King of the Conquerors, you know, the third Dalai Lama's commentary on expressing the names of Manjushri, that just that very subtle mind of clear light is generated in the entity of the supreme immutable bliss. Is there or is there not a time when the fundamental wind, which is a primordial wind, which is an undifferentiable entity with that very subtle mind of clear light, becomes a body of empty form? That's the second question. You know, because the you know, this this you know, this mind of clear light, this mind of clear the great Mahamudra of the clear light, this great bliss of mind, you know, because it is unified, you know, because it is unified with the wind, because it is totally unified with the wind. So the question is saying, you know, when does it become a body of empty form? Since a clear source is not apparent, how could it be suitable for one like myself to decide the limits? This is written with the hope that it will become a mere door of analysis for the intelligent. So that's how it's left. So. So we'll stop here, and Rinpoche says if you have questions, you can ask now.
To put what we're talking about in more scientific terms or modern terms, is the atoms that make up our body, when one gains enlightenment, are those atoms transmuted to energy?
When one gains enlightenment.
Yeah.
When suk rapa chewa di thulten zirwa rumche ta anso sangye be nekap so suk rapa drube thulten cho shap chorwa di pa chik lung lung sura chu gyu gwa rwa sa
oji da ji ni kar se go ji de zon ji zon de zo ye na ji jilu wadi mar nam sang ji wa kap so lu rapa te dang driva ma chi ji war do te ni ga da chana se na da lu rapa dang lu jilu wo lu ni ga driva yu ding in driva gan dir tau te ma chi ngi lu rapa te yu yu ji samjian ko tong de jen na ni ga driva yu ding in tong de man jirwa ye na lu rapa ga dang lu thamo te ni ga dir tau che ni lu rapa te ma ri jag sa na oji kazi ga wo te jag na ta kazi ga thamo te jilu wo kazi ting wo ri jir sang ang yu wa ri wa
Rumji says we would say like in the case when one is enlightened, one's gross body is transformed into the illusory body. And Rumji says like you know while we are alive, then there is a connection between the gross body and the illusory body, and you know the two of them together perform activities benefiting sentient beings. But when we die, the gross body is left behind.
When I die, Gumbala Dunangan, then I die, Jiluga Kutumna Datani, or Juda Jiluga Lurabadi, or Zagna, Jiluga Kuluding over the chair, the Jiruka comes at Juda to the Zangati, Sedayan and Ramananda, Gontar Jampayana, Nangansani Kuluris, Duching Munzi, you are. Daddy Kulurabadi, Zumjila Nyamda Njavaji, then you call you Rabadi Moran Parishino, or Jigita, San Jangan Rodon, the Jiosek, you are about that. This was a Chandraji and you said it. Daddy concerned with Chutavadi Kondiga.
Rumcha says, the gross illusory body would be your ordinary body, and you have your subtle illusory body. So, like for example, in Nepal, there's this. When Nagarjuna passed away, then his gross body was transformed in the view of the ordinary people's mind into a stone statue, and of course the illusory body then is not the subtle illusory body is not there. Like that. So Rumcha was talking about, when Nagarjuna passed away, there's the story of how a blade of grass, severed Nagarjuna's head from the body. And so, then again, the story of how they were kind of put together and again was placed there for the activity of benefiting sentient beings like that.
Don't some yogis actually transmute their whole body, they just like leave their fingernails and hair behind or
Rumchi Hashi Kibutama Hashi
Dan Sangi to Kan Kulu Mashawal Pegur in the look you in the Tukasa.
That in a Jiji, you are the Daddy Sedan in the Yuayanam, Mana Yanaji, Toba Kajuka Shana Pedina, Tradan Samosa, just the Yu Yogi Wari.
There are stories like that, like for example, when you go to in the Vajugni's pure land, then you leave behind only the hair and the nails or something like that.
Kalu Karisigo, that compound over the Metro Town, Shuni, Chajira, Gunis, Avanese, the Sue
So Rumchi says, when you talk about a gross body is made of a collection of many atomic particles that make up this gross aggregate. And a Buddha's body is supposed to be a holy body which has been transformed from a transcendental wisdom mind. An enlightened body is a transformation of the mind of an exalted wisdom mind. And of course, then you have the story at that when they cremated the Buddha's holy body, then it was divided up into eight parts because the cremation was attended by these eight kings, and they kind of shared from the cremation all this. And so there's the saying that that was just emanated for the benefit of sentient beings, for benefiting sentient beings. So like that, to say it's like this or like that, definitively it's difficult like that.
When I thought you were now here, television going on, good number divide on, bad number divide on, the Guinea Tommy, your mother, the Monia, Mercena, I see Matumi.
It's just like, the same question of like when you talked about the people in the television, are they real, or the sound in the television, is it real or is it just a reflection? And then if you go either way, you end up with a lot of hassles.
The example of the oil,
Tilopa
making oil, I missed that.
Tilopa, the karinum til dunje shubres any dida and lochuni nyesim je shumres yara tinni dum de karresa
and the namtel dina dino yoki wara do jiga
na lokuna te ti lokyu te sunya ta miyu te karres go ta pa
oji da de zo mar ji ji lu jinji war de zum ji bar se ji di tumi ge sho ba that thing in the me not the wood the new could do an audience thing in the tombany la nyambri sak diwa ingu yoserwa the tin da chi da yo ter dong diwa di ter moni wa dong yiwa yin na yo ter dong an nong an do yo tin le yo men on no je sha ga tin da chi ingu yiwa yin na.
It's like Rumchi says, like, we were talking about that biography in the context of the three types of deeds, with elaboration, without elaboration, and extremely without elaboration. We were talking about that. So you have like in the life story of Tilopa, at one point he's sleeping for 12 years. Then at other times you see him like, grinding these seeds to extract oil. And then you think, is he doing that or is he doing something else? Are we just seeing that appearance of him grinding those oil, seeds for oil, or does it have some other great, like that? These are the different types of the modes of the conducts, So when we, even like for example, you take the life story of Ralotsawa Daujatak, in one of his songs of spiritual experience, he talks about having killed 13 Vajra holders together with Marpa's son Dharmadotte, and he says, I have no regret even if I go to hell, for what I've killed are just the appearances, what appeared to my mind. So those are the types of khandas you're talking about, Okay.
When Allah was talking about the two bodies at the time of the path, that act as the individual substantial causes of the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya, it's on the back of 44, it gets the same shape. It's on our page 64 at the bottom. Does that mean, what are these two substantial causes? Does it mean the empty form is in general is the cause of one of the two bodies, and the illusory body is the cause of the other, or is the impure illusory body the cause of one of the exalted
body? Rimba Naba Jetin the Dingin Zing Dikap Ki Tongsu Gukule Chome Di Kasa Tongsu Chome Kuda da gülügi des rimba sumba da rimba ngabe ka bi gülüle chik ti chik shaya rati nyelengi nyelendi di 44 which 44
ori ramdi jikni bodi nyelne so soru chiwa asit o da di ramdi jize dina
With regards to the empty form body at the fifth stage and at the sixth stage of the six branch yoga, that their substantial causes are exclusive, meaning like its own individual substantial cause.
It's talking about the two exalted bodies. You mentioned the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya.
Rumchi Tenji, the longu da tugu ni le ta sangen shawore se chaba ti kal
ri da zikni la ze du zikni se ji di ki ga re zo tu jin ko lu ka mi song wo zik te da ki da de zo ni song ga ka mi song wo ji lu ji zikni wa ru wa wo da tin yan chong me yi wa si
di it's like saying the two bodies, the two form bodies of the in the Kala Chakra system, and the two form bodies in the general Haisyoga Tantra system, whether there is a superiority or inferiority in between these two systems.
What is the substantial
cause for?
Let's talk about Kala Chakra. What's the substantial cause of the Nirmanakaya, and what's the substantial cause of the Sambhogakaya?
Kransana Tugogi Lugla any Rumbuchi the Longuda Tugu Nyelen Karichaulasa.
What did that day? You got to go Longuda Turkuniga, Ziki and Bayandu, Ziki Nyelena, you that Tonzuku Ki, no Chadi. Yerjana, no Chadi, no Chadians.
The mere appearance in Kala Chakra.
This one you soon saw a long soon you see you a long dancing.
Because in Kala Chakra, the two form bodies, Nirmanakaya and the Sambhogakaya, both are form bodies. Because they are both Rupakayas, form bodies, so the substantial cause would have to be the mere appearance, Tongsuk, the mere appearance of the empty form body. And in the highest yoga, the general highest yoga tantra system, there is a substantial cause for the two form bodies would have to be the subtle wind and mind. Of the subtle wind and mind is the wind.
Then the yinjiga tana the windi parchiba marish the shampari. The Bhagavad Chaparan Sarva Mata the Yugi nonzam the Tugurga Kam the year nonzam dan noa zam the noa zam dan dra zam dan matawa zam dan diva zam sen oda tawzuk king over in jaya di ye no zam din jo yang ni pa ju da de zon ju dun so ye na no sim ni si chi wa no ron di jo yang
so in color chakra is the mere appearance to the mind of the object, the sound, like that. It's the mere appearance is the main cause of the form body or the empty form body. And then in the general highest yoga tantra systems, then is the subtle wind and mind. Of the two, then it is primarily the wind. Okay, go ahead.
I understood somewhat that once, only after these the two side channels are completely stabilized and entered into the central channel.
The winds.
Yeah, right. Could one begin serious practice? Is there in the Guhya Samaja, would there be any point for a practitioner at a lower level that did not have the wind stabilized? And we're talking about, I think, one of the manifestations is that there's no more breathing, that at that point you're not breathing, you're in meditative absorption. So if you're not at that point, is there a point in doing a visualization before then as a means of familiarizing oneself with the practice? And the second part of that is
ask first question, you're asking, like,
you know, if you have yet to achieve, which means third and the fourth yogas you're talking about, stopping vitality and retention. So you're saying, if you're not at that level, is there a point to doing visualizations before that? Is that your question? Guhya Samaja is different. When you talk about the channels, you're talking about the Kala Chakra system. We haven't talked about Guhya Samaja. Guhya Samaja is an illusory body.
So when you see the empowerment for that, then I'm assuming there's some parallelism in stabilizing the energies into the central channel.
Rumchi Kransana, the soksul da the zimbe kapsuta lungi don the sam shawra
da
da lung don na and the temba te ma tho pe ngol la rumchi in the khaje lhag gomne kevan ke yorwes and did awe nyamlen the sound de bal jawra china khadi kapsu chogare sa no
ri da zaman de wala jawa yena danda garz go no
So the Rumichi said the equivalent point in the Guhya Samaja process would be when you have been able to abide the winds in the central channel, that would be that. So in the Kala Chakra, it would be third and fourth. Yogas.
No,
it's like you have completely entered the winds to full measure. You have you have the abiding of the winds within the central channel in full measure, and have yet to achieve the dissolving of the winds. So that would be that wherever that is in the Guhya Samaja would be its equivalent.
I'm wondering if it's possible for women to be able to practice this level, because you seem to have to be able to produce a lot of white drops.
Krangi, in this regard, Rumuchi, 품에게 땐려야 두고기 인데 다 텔레 카마드 슈슈 카 망부시 싸고 와 크라이 믹스 칸에 텔레 까부스고 데 망부 싸고다 품에 땐려 인데 두프투 아이어스 거래
데 이거 감카르만 지 부모 강가라 유아리디 감 카르체 다 마르체 인지 나니 마르체 시 치와가 카르체 디 망고 만도 지자고
Rumchi says, you know, because as human beings, the main thing is you have both the essence of both the two drops, the white and the red. And in the woman, you have a stronger white constituent, red constituent. And so because of that, the white constituent doesn't become apparent. You do have both of the two constituents.
Marbu Chadi Marbu Chadi Mawai, Garbu Chadi Nyoya,
It's just like, you know, if you have two colors of paints, white paint, you have very little, and you have big red paint, then even though you have white paint, you know, it's transformed into the color of red, you know. With you have a lot of red paint and little of the white paint. Go ahead.
With the expression of simultaneously born great bliss, what exactly is the great bliss simultaneously born with?
생기게 되었어요, 저와. 생기게 되었어. 생기게 되와
가르르
I just use the simultaneously born great bliss, but it's what it means is like uncreated, uncontrived, kind of innately there. And Rumchi used the example of, like, for example, you know, when you have children, a young baby, you know, and when it wants to feed, you know, it cries. It cries, and then of course when the baby is fed, then, you know, there's a kind of a satisfaction in the child, and shows the expression of being very satisfied or joyful or blissful. So that is like some that kind of bliss which is there with, you know, without being sort of created there primordially or innately. That's how it is. The thank you they work here to do you color as a
dick umago and the namago oma marago kaza mu tindaji mara dingando wanyo yangu yuwarwa chen di oma rafani tegu di diwati yangu chen da wuchi yuwarwa.
In the case of the baby is getting fed. The other answer that must be very long. It's the 5 flowers and the 10 grounds. Len did it the learning with such a long after they shall check.
I'm
just with stuff here for this evening. So she pagichushin do tang ri rao len shin yu de gen bo song ge shin do na de bo wa yi to ge nam da shin la che ba ra shu che sa la me ku ze ra ten chen nam ga ra chen le cho che ge lo san ten be dun me san sum ji to we me sa da do ne ge ru chi i da mang gu ru rat na man da la kam ni ya da ya mu do gu ji ni sa be ge wa de ten da an do wa kun la kam ke bu ji san lo san cha pa yi ten be ni bo ren do sa je sam jo ren bo je ma ge Panagin,
Teda kanje malam devje je gore rave kove shengam de pendan de wa male chowe ni jere se won ten zen jam so ye jave se te bar de den je je nje bara ba we je de kem ba dan kondo zambo te an te shen de teda kanje je je daloy Gewa tam je rabdum o duzang jabe gewa tam je gin o kala jodum abadi dage gewa sawate kun jan sambo chuche rabdum o